Hit the big button. Let's go. Hit record, guys. Can we clap it up for Ryan? Can we clap it up?
Ryan, hit the button.
Okay, Ryan, can you hit the button? Right, the clap button.
Dude, you have one job.
Ryan Elith is a bad...
Oh, dear. Yellow. There we go. Oh, man. We might... Guys, well, we're looking for a new sound guy. If you want to hit us up, please... He can't do his job. He's playing Retro Bro right now and he's freaking out. So we don't know what he's doing.
Is Retro Bro still a thing? If people still play that?
Ryan, the sound guy, still plays it. I know you guys can't hear him. We gave him a mic and he just still is
never
like,
used it.
Yeah. You know, Retro Bro was a massive thing for a bit. I know everybody played it. It had its grip on society for a hot second.
That game was fun. You ever play it?
No, I haven't.
It was fun, dude. We're not sponsored.
Not sponsored by Retro Bull. Ray Shadow Legends, though. I'm kidding.
How easy do you think it's to get a sponsorship from them?
I genuinely think you just have to, like, exist.
Okay, because they sponsor, like, everybody.
Yeah. It's hard, dude. Like, I would love money, but also, like, I just would feel weird being like, you know, join my clan, click this link, and be like, I've never touched the game.
Well, don't say that. Odd.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of like...
We love the game. Dangerous.
Did you see the Lakers game last night?
No, I saw that it went... I didn't watch it, but I did see the ending, yes. Yeah. So it was in double overtime, and they won by four.
Right? I watched that, yeah. 128 to 124.
What time was that over?
No clue.
When it gets into double overtime, the Lakers almost meet, like, the Celtics' offensive rating.
Like points scored,
like the Celtics usually average around 125, and you guys almost got there with two double overtime.
You know the Lakers have been like, well, first of all, we scored 140 in regulation a couple nights ago
against.
Oh dear, why do I not remember?
Fake fan.
Why do I not remember? This is horrible, guys. Anyways, and we've had one of the best offenses in the league the last like month.
Month.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what matters most. Isn't the first 2 months, and like we've had one of the best. I know we've been sucky at three all year, but like we've actually been. We scored 150 against the Pacers. Granted, it's against the Pacers, and their defense is horrendous.
I don't want to rain on your parade, but the Celtics are the number one team this month. They're 13-2 after the All-Star break.
And the Celtics, they won the title in
2008.
It's like what, 16 years ago?
Okay,
that's weird. They've gone to the conference finals a lot though, right? And
the last five years,
they went to the finals once.
The last 5 years, have we been to the conference finals every time? Finals once.
I mean, the odds on that are insane, right? You have a 50-50 shot of winning a series, and you.
I don't think that's how that works.
Anyways,
when was the last time Lakers won?
4 years ago,
2020.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the bubble year?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I hate that people say it's a fake championship. How? There's no, like, you can say all the things about the other teams, but that the Lakers had to deal with the exact same stuff. They didn't have Avery Bradley, which I'm not saying, but he was like a starting two guard, like a 40% three-point shooter, and was like a good defender.
Home court advantage makes a bigger difference than people think.
Yeah, a home court advantage, and the Lakers were the number one seed. So they would have had home court advantage against any of the teams they played.
Nah.
I just think that's a dumb argument because people hate LeBron.
All right, you're not going to be able to say 16 years after this year.
Okay, that's wild. The Celtics...
Predicting it right here. What's the
Celtics
date?
Look like
what's the date?
The Boilermakers, the 26th.
Date is March?
27th.
27th. I'm predicting that the Celtics beat the Nuggets in the finals in six.
The Celtics to me feel like the Purdue. They feel like Purdue. Like they have great players, and they at their best they are by far the best team in the NBA. But they can also just lose. They've done it. They've shown it. They've done it the last couple of years. Jaylen Brown.
You know who the Lakers remind me of in March Madness?
Probably like UConn.
Ryan, what are some of the 16 seeds?
Grambling, Stetson.
That one too.
All the 16
yep.
seeds. Good Good poll, dude. Good poll.
Thank you.
I don't know. I have a lot of faith in the Lakers, but I'm also a Lakers fan. On a 4-game winning streak, we're still ninth in the West, though. The West is crazy. But the Celtics are great. They almost have 60 wins already, right?
Hold on. I think my mic cut out. What'd you say?
The Celtics are great in the regular season, at least so far. Let's see the standings. The Celtics are 57-15. They've already, I'm pretty sure, secured the number one seed, or they're close to it.
They already secured the number one. Yeah, they
which
did.
Is crazy already that they've secured. Like the, it's not. I mean, it's a reflection of the Celtics' greatness, but also the fact that the next team is within 11 games.
Yeah, and that's the Bucks.
Yeah, which is just, I think, like, Celtics have 57 wins, which is a lot, but also why is the next closest team 56 wins? But yeah, I'd love to see how the playoffs turn out. Anyways, let's see. Are you excited for spring break? Are you going anywhere?
Yeah, I'm going to my, what's that town called? What's the big town in Ohio?
Columbus, Cincinnati.
It's, no.
Dayton.
It's where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
No clue.
Nobody?
Columbus, Dayton, Cleveland. What the other town?
Might Grand be Rapids.
It's not in
Grand
Ohio.
Rapids is in Michigan.
I know. I'm just naming towns. I don't know which one. I named all the towns. All the big cities.
Okay. Then I don't know where I'm going. I'm going okay. Somewhere in Ohio with the Rock and Roll, where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. Staying in like some like really cool.
Why are you going there?
Huh?
It's Cleveland. Why are you going there?
To Cleveland?
Well, like, why are you going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Are you, like, into that?
Yeah.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Is your dad going? Is Scooter going?
Yeah. That feels weird. Yeah, he's going.
What about your mom? I don't know your mom's name.
What about her?
Is she going?
Yeah, she's going.
Okay. That's dope. I'm going to...
All right, I'll tell you my mom's name if you tell me your mom's name.
No, I can't say that. Because my some of my friends are trying to find my mom. Dude, okay, they're actually so weird, bro. They, like, okay, so they don't understand this. So one time in my English class, right, usually I sit with them, and it's three girls, okay? And I sit with them. And then one time I decided not to sit with them because we don't have to sit. We don't have, like, assigned seats. And I sat with one of my friends. You know him, David. David Nagy. I sat with him. And for the first time in forever... For 40 minutes, nobody criticized me about anything. They didn't call me a ginger. He didn't call me a ginger. He didn't say, you know, the way that I was sitting was odd or whatever. Anyways, what did I start talking about?
Your mom.
My mom. Anyways, so they are, like, odd people, okay? And they think it's normal to, like, find baby pictures of people and just, like, send them to you. Like, unprovoked. Like, they'll just find, like, a picture of me when I was 7 and be like, why is he sitting like that? And I was like, I don't know. I was, you know, 7 years old. I don't. So anyway, so they're trying to find my parents' divorce papers. Yeah, I'm not kidding. So I can't tell them my mom's name because, like, if I do, then they're going to find it, I think. Or just whatever. They're going to find pictures of me that I don't want them to find.
Have your friends ever looked at your parents' Facebook?
I think my mom's Facebook is private. Thank God. There's so many pictures of me on there that I think I look hideous in.
Where does your stepmom live?
She lives with my dad. So where I live.
Where does your
lives, like, down the street from my dad's house. Like a little
bit. Oh, really?
Down the street. Yeah.
So, oh, wow.
It's not that far. It's like a 3-minute drive. Just the three girls that I was talking about. Yeah. So they're odd. So I just told them that my mom's name is like her full name is like definitely a girl name, but her, like, what she goes by is like a, gender neutral name. But anyways, so they've been trying to guess that. So I can't tell you my mom's name.
Patricia, Patrick.
Patricia is no Patrick. No, they haven't got it yet. So I'm not going to, even if you get it, I'm not going to say.
Do I know the three people?
Yeah, they were the people that called the FaceTime.
Hmm.
That's what, those are three oddballs, bro. I don't even know. At the beginning of the year, I don't know why I became friends with them, bro. It didn't make any sense. So, we started becoming friends, and now it's like I'm, whatever. Dude, and they asked me to, like, or no. They were basically begging me to go to prom basically.
I hate that, bro. Typical. I hate it when people are begging me to go to prom.
Oh, I'm getting a text right now. No, somebody else asking to go to prom. Dear, oh my goodness.
Look who had me pick.
Oh, is that real? You aren't like faking this. This isn't for the bit. Is actually she added you back?
No, not yet. Okay. But when she does, we'll know.
Okay. Anyways, so they were like, I want to run for prom king because I think I could have a real shot at winning. And, you know, I want to solidify the fact that I peak in high school.
Why would you want to peak in high school?
I'm joking. That was a bit.
Sorry. I was distracted. I was on my phone and I didn't hear the beginning.
No, I do not want to peak in high school, obviously. But I feel like it'd be cool to win prom king just for giggles. And
homecoming king was kind of fun.
I think our homecoming is different.
Other than losing.
Yeah, that was probably stupid. For us, I think it's different. We just, like, I don't know. You guys have a weird homecoming stuff. Anyways, I think it'd be cool to win it. I think I have a shot, kind of, depending on who I run with, to win.
How does that work? You run with somebody?
Well, kind of. Like, I could win and some other girl could win from, like, a different two people running. But if you run with somebody, it's like, I don't think you can go alone. So you have to run with somebody, and you guys could both win, or one of you could win, whatever.
Imagine like your partner wins and you don't. Be so.
I mean, I'd be fine. I just want to be up there, you know, look good, have a date. Dude, if I don't have a date to prom, I have to wear a dress for the first 30 minutes.
What?
To prom.
You make a bet or something?
I did make a bet last year. I said that I have to do that. So I'm really, anybody out there, please, I'm kidding. please.
Have you ever done the spray and pray, Riz?
No, I don't know what that is.
Where you just go up to a big group of girls and go to every single, can I remember? One of them's bound to give it to you.
No, I have not done that, dude. I was terrified of women. They're scary. We talked about that, dude. We saw like some girls that we thought were cute and like, we got within like 10 feet of them and we got all like giddy because they're just terrifying.
Oh no, bro, we own that.
Okay,
so Elkhart startup Moxie came in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
and you know, yeah. Just hanging out,
just eating donuts.
Yep,
and we
scoping out the baddies.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, we're gonna cut that.
I might keep that in.
Yeah, no.
I have exacted it.
What if they listen? What if Nick and Grace listen?
That's not, what's wrong with that?
Okay, all right. Scoping out the baddies. There were two. There was two of them.
There's only two? Really? You only thought there were two? Eh, I agree.
The other one was too tall, but she was bad. Next.
Oh, that's too tall for you. You just don't like climbing trees.
So
I'm an animal.
So we're welcoming everybody in, and we go in there. Because
we're the welcome crew. Me and Layton are always the welcome crew.
And we go in there, and we see the girls, and we're like, man, we got to walk over there. And mm-hmm. we did, and we hit it off. We hit it off. I already
bought the ring.
Yeah, Jackson got the other one's number. Went really well.
Really well.
Yeah, went really well. Definitely did not go within 50 feet of them.
Yeah. But back to reality.
Corners.
Huh?
Corners are underrated. You like if at a big party you find your own corner. That's a vibe, dude.
And then I got to make sure I know the weather for the next day because you always want to be prepared. You don't want to be unprepared.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? So I get in a corner. I don't want to mind anybody. So then I get in a corner, check the weather. And it's like, well, if I'm already here, I got to check the weather for next week.
Do you stressy or are you just like fat? Like you ate like 6 donuts that day.
I'm just fat.
Ate six Rise and Roll donuts
mm-hmm.
and took 3 with you.
Okay, dude, what are you saying?
The event was only an hour.
Okay. I mean, if I'm presented with the opportunity to eat food, why am I going to deny that? And there was so many left over, dude. I was worried that I was being a little greedy, but no. Apparently, everybody else was just on a diet, and I'm not. Dude, oh my gosh. Okay, I don't like... I mean, I love hyping myself up, but yesterday, my philosophy teacher, he was like talking. So, we have this joke that I call him an alcoholic. It's just a little running bit, yeah. It's just like a little running bit. Anyways, so then he got
wake up, Ryan.
Ryan's slacking off on the job. We're not paying him, bro. And there's this running joke. So anyways, so he like got some, he has to like change his diet or whatever. And he was like, he's cranky a lot of the time. So he's like, you know, when you start a new diet, I read something that said like, you're always cranky and whatever. I'm like, oh, so like you're always starting a diet or something. I delivered it really, I delivered it really well. And he's like, get out 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay.
wait, was he for real?
Well, yeah, I had to get out of the classroom, but he was like joking kind of. It's an interesting relationship that me and him have. I'm always typically like, there's like a couple people in my class that if they said that joke, he would like actually get angry. But like, I've called him like an alcoholic and every single thing. So he doesn't really care about what I say. But I think teachers like that, I mean, he's cool, but he's also, his like teaching style or whatever is dependent on like what side of the bed he woke up. And that it's like, it's, if he's in a bad mood, he's in a bad mood and you're not going to enjoy that class.
Yeah.
Period.
I don't like teachers like that. I have a couple like that as well.
But he can be really fun, but he can also like very quickly, like one time I was sitting in the classroom and he put me in the corner in timeout because I had said something. I just joke around. And then I like had my phone. He makes us put our phones up, or he wants us to put our phones up. Anyways, I had my phone. I took it out and I like took a picture of like me and then him behind me. And he like gave like a 5 minute rant about like, don't delete that now. You cannot take pictures without my consent. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wait.
He just very quickly switches.
If you're above 18, can you take?
I have no idea. Do you, every like Karen video that you watch is like, you can't record me, or I have the right to record you.
Like, you can't record minors, obviously, but like, could I, like, I mean, Ryan, you're 18. Could I just like record you and you would have nothing to do with it?
I don't know. I don't know the law. I feel like I've heard both people say, and like, it's one is true over the other. Like, you're either 18 or like, you can either record people or you either can't. And most of the time it's like car accidents or like, you can't record this or you can. I have no idea what the actual whatever is. And then we have another teacher. He's like, oh, he's hilarious. But he flares up. He's flared up twice. Like, twice throughout this year, I'm, like, actually terrified of him. He gets really red in the face.
You can't. It's illegal. I just looked it up.
Why is it illegal?
I don't know. Why is it illegal? Oh, I have a six-page...
Essay
due tomorrow at 6 p.m.
I haven't started.
I have started. I have three paragraphs. What?
Oh.
Fist bump, I know.
Look at you, dude.
Thanks.
And ChatGPT wrote all three?
No, she found out about that.
Okay.
I have a serious procrastination problem.
I'm telling you, dude, it's the Adderall. It's anti-procrastination.
Bro, how do I get... Can I just, like, get that?
What?
No, it's... You can't... It's over-the-counter.
Can
you, can't just,
you
no.
get Adderall?
No, you cannot. You cannot. You have to get prescribed.
CVS.
You have to get prescribed Adderall.
Says right here, you have to be prescribed.
Yes.
Why didn't you just say that?
Dude, because it's actually, multiple people have asked me, they're like, hey, could you give me some? Because like, it gets me locked in. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not. Imagine that, like, I go from like a decent student with like a somewhat promising future to like just a drug dealer. I just start selling drugs of like Adderall.
Bro, I'm like, I'm supposed to be on like some type of ADHD medicine, but I don't think it was that.
I mean, there's Adderall and other things, but
yeah,
my
they definitely didn't give me whatever you got, because that sounds like it actually worked. Mine,
no, it does.
Nothing.
Well, there's also, you probably maybe have more extreme ADHD than I do. I don't know, but my teacher has ADHD, and he was like, I told him that I was like taking it. I was like, dude, you got to get off that at some point. It like messes your heart up or something. And I was like, I don't know. I'm gonna trust the medical professionals that are prescribing this. It does, like, when I first started taking it, is my heart was like pitter pattering every once in a while. Like, sometimes I would just be like, why is my hand shaking? Why is my body
like
shaking?
Like palpitations?
I don't know what a palpitation is.
It's like when your heart's like, it's going dun 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 dun.
No,
dun,
not like
dun,
that.
Dun,
not
dun,
like dun. Like infrequent. Just like every once in a while, my heart would just start beating really fast.
Yeah, that's a palpitation.
Okay, yeah, then that. But that's just because the Adderall is like kicking in because it's a stimulant. But no, it's actually been great for me. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday about like Adderall and what, how it's helped me and stuff like that. They're not a big fan of modern medicine, which makes sense, you know, whatever. There's Eastern oils and stuff. I can help you.
Yeah, what are Eastern oils?
I don't know. You just got to get like connected with like the Asian culture. If Wait. You're not, I can't explain it. You know what I mean? Some of it's just like,
I mean, I think some of it actually works. Like, there's, like...
Modern medicine, or, like, Western medicine is typically seen as, like, Adderall, like, giving everybody like anxiety and depression meds, and Eastern stuff is more like maybe it's like meditation, or maybe it's like some fragrant scent.
All right.
Or some like leaf oil.
All right, time to come clean.
Oh dear.
Do you actually meditate every day?
I can't say every day with like confidence, but I did yesterday, and I try to. Most of the time I would say I average like 4.5 meditations a week. Like it's either like roughly 4 to 5 meditations a week. I would love to do it every day, but it's hard to do it. It's hard to sit still. I can't, like, talking to people about it, they don't understand the point. Like, I've told my teacher that I've been referring to, like, he should meditate. He's like, no, I think it's stupid. And, like, I don't know. I got put on from my stepmom told me, like, I should meditate. And then you just kind of, I don't know, I've done it a lot, and it's, I don't know why people don't do it. It feels great.
I know it's hard to get into and it seems pointless,
but the point of it, like, a lot of people think it's just like clearing your mind and not thinking about anything. The point is mindfulness, which is like being present in the moment. So some of it's like a body scan, like you go from your toes to your head of like, what do my toes feel like? Like, are they touching something? If I'm sitting on something, like what's the contact between that and my skin feel like? If some of it feels crazy, but like I've noticed actual differences in my life and like being patient and stuff like that. I think everybody should.
Yeah, okay, I'm still not going to do it.
That's fine, but I think people should give it a try. There's guided meditations, and
I don't know. It's just really nice. Every time you come out of meditation, you just feel a lot better.
Have you ever heard of Call of Duty?
Yeah.
I think that's my equivalent.
That's what helps you cope?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've heard of COD. I played it every once in a while. It's a fun game.
I forgot to tell you. Do you remember, like, a long time ago, I told you that Reese was number one in the world in Halo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sent me the screenshot.
Let's go.
And I can prove it to you that he was
number
one.
Can we post this?
There it is, right there.
I'm going to have to... I'm a little tired, bro. I'm trying to...
Champion one.
Where am I looking? Oh, champion one... Oh, yeah, but I don't know what champion one means.
I don't know how Halo works either, but he told me that is the proof.
Okay. That's crazy. That's like there's certain things. Like,
Wait.
There's just certain like connections you find out. Like you apparently know somebody who's great at Halo.
It says right there, highest CSR.
Oh.
Huh. Number one in the world.
Wow. Nerd.
Nerd.
Idiot.
Loser. He talked about being on the podcast again.
You guys have like a weird like, yeah, like you really say weird. You talk to him and he just like completely avoids the question.
Yeah, it's weird. Sometimes we talk like best friends and then we'll go like a month without talking.
Aww.
Other than school, but like nothing ever happened. But like he said he wants to be on it.
Let's go.
And then I was like, I asked you and you never responded. He was like, nah. I was like,
nah.
So let's get him on.
We need more people on the podcast because we just need more.
We do need more people on the podcast.
Trying to get everybody on. You have to be funny though, because I don't want to get here and talk to somebody for 40 minutes and be like, oh, I can't upload that. I might just have to be like, oh, there was like something wrong with the file. I couldn't.
Data error. I don't know. I just thought of something techie.
That was your most data error.
Data error.
I do that with like one of my friends. I've known him for a long time. I've known him like since like he says we met in second grade, but I like promised him that we met in first grade because I'm pretty sure we went to the same school. So I've known him for like 12-ish years and we talk like maybe once every month or so. But it's weird, like when people tell me like who's your best friend, it's like I say him sometimes, but it's like he doesn't know everything that's happening in my life. He just knows a lot about me throughout the years, but we've also like grown apart a little bit. Like he's like a decent amount of stuff has happened in his life, but he's like more of a negative Nancy, so we have different, like we've just grown apart in that way. But then if it wasn't him, if somebody asked me who's my best friend, it's like I don't know who I would say.
You mean who's your best friend?
Yeah, I can't believe we still disagree on this. I don't understand your point of view. I don't care about the terminology. Okay, let's see if I could name somebody. If it's not him, who is my best friend? If we have one best friend and you can only pick one.
Starts with an L. Ends with an Aiton White.
I don't know anybody like that, no. I mean, you're probably up there, but like,
yes.
I don't hang out. I mean, this sounds depressing. I don't like go out a lot. So then it's like, it's not like, oh, I'm always hanging out with this person.
I mean, I talk to probably the most, like overall, probably one of the girls,
like what, just whichever one of the three. But that's kind of depressing to say because they're dope people, but they're just always like dogging on me about everything. And they're like, why do you, like, we didn't know you took it so personal. And again, it's not like I don't always take it personal. It's just like, if that's your only form of a joke, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like one time they like called my elbows weird. That's all I'm thinking about the rest of the day, bro. Like, I don't have that problem with you. You don't call my elbows weird. I don't have to be like self-conscious about my elbows.
So I don't want to get political here, but I feel like that's one of the things that I hear is really true. Like girls get compliments like all the time and like it goes right over their head. But like a compliment for like a guy like genuinely goes.
Oh, yeah. No, I talked about that with Jordy in like the second episode, whatever.
Really?
About like I remembered most compliments, if not all that I've gotten in like the last 4 years.
One of my best friends gave me a compliment. Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. He slipped. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Everybody, clip it. He slipped up. He said one of my best friends.
No, that was.
It's multitude.
No.
Multiple.
Nope.
Not editing that out. Executive decision.
Must have been another handsome devil.
Oh, dear. Okay, continue. Sorry. Your best friend, one of your closest friends.
One of my closest friends. He gave me a compliment. I still think about it to this day. I'm not even worried. But he told me that he likes that I wear basketball shoes, like just as normal shoes.
Hmm.
It's like, oh,
that's so sweet of you.
Yeah. Then there were, yeah.
Yeah. I got a compliment like yesterday. That was really nice. I was at my, I like saying counselor instead of therapist because maybe I'm just too manly to say therapist.
Dude.
Boys don't go to therapy.
Wait, you have a therapist?
I have a counselor. They're different.
Wait, is it like a mental therapist?
Yeah.
What's going on, Jackson?
Okay, dude.
Is it the elbows?
It's the elbows, dude. They're just, oof, God. Actually, that's my biggest insecurity. I forgot to mention it in the last episode, dude. I didn't want to say it, but my elbows. I actually do, weird thing is I was playing goalie and I broke my right wrist, or it was called like a buckle fracture.
In hockey or soccer?
Soccer. And it's called a buckle fracture. So like the bone didn't break. It just like moved. It was off. Anyway, so then I took the cast. I put a cast on, and then they took it off, and they like did an X-ray of my arm, and they're like, "Your two bones in my arm were like off or weird." So then they're like, "That's odd. That's really bad." And then they like did it my left, and it was the same. So like my elbow is like kind of pointy and skinny, not only because I'm skinny, but also because my arm like bones are weird, so that it pops out even more. Wait, what were you saying before that? Sorry, I just got sidetracked.
I have no idea.
You said. Bones, you said insecurities. Oh dear, I have no idea. I was about to say something like crazy important, like oh I know. Right. I was talking about counseling, therapy stuff, whatever.
Got it. Yep.
So anyway, so the time I saw him previously, his name is Jeff, he's a dope guy. There was like a girl that sat in with us. And I was just talking, rambling. Most of the time I just talk and like kind of lead myself to the solution or what I should do. Anyways, and then this time yesterday, he was like, yeah, her name was Olivia. And she was like, yeah, Olivia thought like you were like very mature or whatever for your age. And I was like, I've been thinking about it all the time, all from the past like 24 hours, dude. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, Liv. Appreciate it. She's like a therapist in training or something.
How old is she?
I don't know. She looked like mid 20s.
And she said you're mature for your age.
Okay. She's not grooming me, bruh. She's not grooming me. She's trying to get like a doctorate or something.
No. That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe you got yourself a prom date.
Oh, okay. No, I want somebody that's my age. And yeah. I don't know who else. I asked this one girl if she wanted to go to prom with me, and she just rejected me basically. Or if she wanted to run with me and she rejected me.
Who?
I'm not saying names. It's not like that deep. It was more of just like, I literally told you this 30 minutes ago.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the same girl.
Oh my goodness. No. I said like, do you want to run with me? And she was like, no, I'm not looking to run.
That's not really rejection, though. It's just like she didn't want to go for rejection, prom kid.
But I still have to find a date. I don't know if who I'm running with and my date to prom will be the same person, if they can be the same person, because I need a date. I need a date to prom. But I also...
Bro, let's just...
Stop. What? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? What are you going to
say? Start this out with no homo.
I'm not going with you, Lane. I'm sorry, bro.
Think of it. We could both go to two proms, bro.
Actually, I feel I don't
just
remember
our chances for the rest of high school.
I don't remember. I don't remember if I said that the date I had to go on was with the girl. I'm gonna have to talk to people about that, because if it's not, I'd actually be down, so I don't have to wear the dress.
Okay, that's honestly, did you go to play when you were you're gonna have to wear the dress if we go.
No, we're both pulling up in tuxes, dude.
This is the last case scenario, though, because I have a couple plans in store.
Okay.
Not that you're the last resort.
Yeah, I am. It's fine. But I, what is it? The thing I don't want to do the most is the pictures. Because I know if I'm going on a, like, not a date, but like if I find a date to prom, like we're going to have to take pictures beforehand and go get food. And I hate taking pictures, dude. I hate smiling. So, like,
did you get prom pictures last year?
No.
Boy.
I didn't.
No way.
No, part of that was on because I told it's a whole thing. My parents, whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Wait, you didn't get prom pictures?
Yeah. Anyways, so that's my biggest thing is I don't want to do that. I know it's like maybe in 20 years me, I would love to look back. But right now, dude, every time I see a picture of myself, like, ugh. The only picture I've ever liked, there's like two, and one of them is my picture from this year that we took. Like, we had the picture day, and then like all the seniors, you got to take more pictures at the school if you wanted to change your like yearbook picture. And the one that I took the second time I liked, and that and like one other photo I've liked of myself. But all the other ones, I'm just like doing that in the background because I hate smiling with my teeth because they're...
Oh, me too.
I feel like I look stupid. Because I used to, like, always, like, cheese, like, really hard. And that was cute when I was 7 or 8. You know, look at this kid. He's all excited. But now it's like, if I'm just, like that, I just look stupid. So I can't do it anymore. It's no longer cute. It looks like I'm crazy. So I'm not excited about that. I got to figure it out. I'm pretty sure prom is, like, after all my big tests.
Mine's May 3rd.
So yours is before ours. Do you know when ours is, Ryan, the sound guy? Okay, yeah, I think it's like halfway through March or May, a little later in May. So it's actually, I thought it was like May 13th, but whatever day it is, it's after all my big tests. So I'm going to just go, I'm not going to have to worry about anything. But
all right. Well,
oh, it's dope.
I got to go to school.
Didn't you say you were going to miss your second hour?
No, be late to my second hour.
Bro, you got 18 minutes.
Bro.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I got to go home first.
Oh. You look fine.
Thanks, Jackson.
You're welcome. You're going to remember that compliment for all the time, huh?
Yeah.
What do you have to go home for?
To get all my school stuff.
No, isn't that your school stuff?
No.
I only see you with the laptop in a green folder.
Because that's all I ever bring to Maxie, because that's my Maxie.
Maxie. Stuff.
Maxie.
That's all I bring to Maxie when I park the car.
Park the car and have a yard.
I can't imagine you actually carrying anything else but a MacBook.
I'm one of those kids who like runs down the hallway with the Chromebook open.
100%.
Yeah.
Run up the stairs, you mean.
Yeah.
Because that's all you guys have is stairs. Uh-huh. Okay. All right,
let's see if this girl added me back before we end it.
Yeah, we got to end it on a bang, see if she... Probably not.
Bang. Nope, she didn't.
Hey, the other girl that you added off the podcast, she added you back, right? The one girl that called us, FaceTimed?
Should we call her?
No.
I'm FaceTiming her.
Oh, dear. No. How are you going to FaceTime her over Instagram? Do you have a FaceTime thing? Oh, please don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that this morning.
Please don't. Please
stop. Please. Okay, yeah, go home and get all your school supplies that you're going to use for school.
I thought you just told me that's what school supplies are.
I thought you said you just like watch Rick and Morty all day at school.
There was a time, yes, but now I'm finished with the show.
Oh.
It was great, by the way. Totally recommend.
You should watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I've heard that's pretty good.
Oh, it's great. It's hard to get into a show, though, because I, like, have to finish it, so I have to, like...
I'm watching The Walking Dead right now.
Oh. Have you watched Arrested Development? Arrested Development's also really good.
I've seen the first season.
I'm not done with the first season, but it's really good. It's really funny. That's where, you know, that's why we're so funny, is because we just surround ourselves with funny stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, go home. Park the car in the harbor. Park the car in the harbor yard.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, Ryan Sanga, you can do your job.